Are you happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Have you come expecting tonight?
Amen.
You come expecting tonight?
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a praise. Enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning, just to be here and to fellowship with you and to hear the word. And each time you hear whatever Brother Branham says, it's a fresh, it's new. You hear more things. No matter how many times you hear that same tape over and over and over again, he's revealed something new to you. Something new to you. All those little hidden nuggets that are in there. As we are fellowshipping back there, is how the Lord sometimes, the prophet of God, he'll go this way, and then all at once he's got you over here. But then he brings you right back here. And those little things, when he goes over here, he's telling you something. You better be listening. So that's, I was giving that as my excuse, and to you people, that when you see me going over here and going over here, that's my teacher taught me how to do that. So you just forgive me, although he kept on the subject and back, and I don't have a good way of doing that. But that's, I want to stay in the Word. That's what I want to be my teacher. And I want to act like him because he acted like Jesus Christ. And that's what I want in us, is that. We're here tonight. We want to create the right atmosphere. So what Brother Branham says, if you create that right atmosphere, he will come. It's when he, and then he'll come, and he'll come and be with us. And he said that what it was on the day of Pentecost, what happened? He got them in one mind, in one accord, and when it did, then he came. So that's what we want to do. We want to get in one mind, one accord, create the right atmosphere. Take everything, the world and all of our problems that we have and everything else. You know what? As Christians, as sons and daughters of God, we ain't got no problems. Is you got any problems? I ain't got no problems. I just got to follow him. That's the only problem I got, is just to follow him. So let's sing that song, We're Together Again. Amen? We're together
again.
What he made us for.
Amen.
To think that God was lonely and then he created us to worship him and that we are him. How wonderful is that? I never found him, he found me. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew who you were. He knew where you were going to be at. He knew that you'd have a revelation of this message. That, oh, you heard it and that was it. Oh, that's it. That's it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Well, we're going to go right to prayer this evening. We have many prayer requests, and that we won't read them all that's here, but we all have prayer requests. We all do. We have many needs. And I want you all to stand, bow your head. Thank you. think in your heart, your request that you have before the Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus, to know that you're here with us. You feel his presence with you tonight?
Amen.
You know that he's right here. To hear your very request, the very need of your hearts. And he wants to fulfill that need. And he wants you to reach out and touch him as he goes by. Because he's not too busy. Isn't that wonderful? He's not too busy tonight to hear your heart's cry. What you have need of.
Amen.
So if you hold him in your heart and just speak to him and touch him as he goes by tonight,
Amen.
And he'll meet every need because you're certain of God.
Amen.
We are certain of God. He promised us he would never leave us, he would never forsake us. And whatever we have need of, if we'll just believe and ask it, you can have it. It doesn't matter what you ask for, he'll give it to you. So let's just sing that song one time before we go to prayer.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Jesus, how we love you tonight. How we thank you for your mercy, your grace, Lord. All that you do for us,
Lord.
We thank you for this message, Lord. Where would we be without this message, Lord? Where would we be if you hadn't sent a prophet to store up the food, Lord, so that we would have something to feed upon, Lord? Father, you sent a prophet to pick out your bride, Lord. The eagle screamed and we heard, Lord Jesus. It's life to us, Lord. We love you and we thank you. We thank you that you give us this opportunity to be together, Lord, to fellowship and to worship you, Lord, and to hear that word, Lord. That word, the word is everything to us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we have many needs. Lord, you've seen all the hands that were going up and you know each request that's underneath of those hands. You're more than able, Lord, because we are certain of God. We are certain of who you are, Lord Jesus, and you are the great I am. And we know that you will meet each and every need, Lord. Father, we want to create the right atmosphere for you to come in, Lord, that you can come in and feel the freedom, Lord, that we can worship you, Lord, and to be with you, Lord. We thank you for your sweet anointing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, these requests that lay before me, Lord, you know each one of them, that whatever the need is, Lord, I pray that you'll meet them. Yes. Meet every need that's underneath every hand, Lord. There's many sick and afflicted in this old world that we live in.
Yes,
Satan, he's after us, Lord.
Yes,
but greater is he that is in us than is in the world.
Yes.
Father, we want to reach out and touch you, Lord, as you pass by tonight. Bless and be with us. We invite you, Lord, to come.
Yes,
anoint us, Lord, so that we can hear that anointed word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We desire it, Lord, from the depths of our heart. Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace. Be with us now. We ask it in your precious name, all these things, the name that's above all names,
yes,
the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you this evening. All is well, isn't it?
Amen.
Our God is great. Amen. You turn over there to page 35. Love lifted me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. There we go.
There's never been a day.
been a day like this day. Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy to be living in this day?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we want to get right into the Word. That's what we're here for tonight. Amen. Get into the Word. What Brother Branham said, he says, you know, sing a few songs, invite him in. You should come prepared. You get right into the Word. I wanted to read you a quote right before we started. It kind of ties in with the message that we know we're going to hear tonight, is respects. And Brother Branham said that we have to have respects. And it's out of the message of Humble Thyself. And it said, let not that spirit ever depart from this place. He's talking to the Branham Tabernacle.
Amen.
If it ever does, then I don't care how adequate your pastor might be, how well he might bring the Word, the Spirit of God is grieved away. And when we can all things in fellowship, in common, and love one another, then God will work with us.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful? And we're keeping time that the people come by and say, if you want to see a church that's really humble, a church that really loves God, drop in up there at the tabernacle one time.
Amen.
And watch them. Amen. That's what I want.
Amen.
That's what I want.
Amen.
Look at them. Look at the care they have for one another.
Amen.
The respect. When the gospel is being preached, how reverent, how everything is just in order. Yes, then they can look and see what time we're living.
Yes.
You'll see the Spirit of God moving among you. Great signs and wonders and things will be taking place.
Yes.
If the thing is working together, it's telling the time. But if it isn't working, then time has stopped.
Amen.
It won't tell the time no more. So if we want to know what time we're living, just start everybody working together in the gospel, loving one another, loving God, and the hands itself will tell the time that we're living in. Do you believe that?
Amen.
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 We're God's timepiece. He said to watch us. He says when we get out of the will of the Lord, he says he stops it. So let's get in his will.
Amen.
Who wants to be here when the coming of the Lord? Raise your hand. I want to see it.
Amen.
I want to be here.
Amen.
So he said the only thing that's hindering it is us. So let's get where we need to be. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. What a wonderful song. Only believe. The bride's national anthem. Amen.
Amen.
Or just
only believe.
October 15th, 1961. God bless you. Here's God's prophet, Brother Branham.